نأمل أن تكون الخطط الجوية القطرية ضمن مخطط رحلتكم المستقبلية للحجز والاستفسار على جزيرة موقعنا على qatarairways.com. من يمعني الخطط الجوية القطرية وماليشيا إيرلاينز.
It's Sunday the 15th of May 2016, a date I can't forget. It's my wife's birthday and my mother's birthday. Unfortunately, I'm not at home to celebrate it with either of them. I'm in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, just arrived here from Doha in Qatar today. So I flew from London to Doha last night, got in really early this morning. The flight was 90 minutes early, which is remarkable, and very good arrivals lounge there for breakfast and a shower. And then I went to meet, or at least I was picked up by Richard Gray from the Hamad Medical Corporation, taken to the conference that they were holding, met a few people there, had lunch, and then back to the airport, and then flew down to Riyadh. Problem is that the plane was an hour late in arriving here. I hadn't realised I'd fallen asleep and we hadn't even taken off. So I slept for an hour before we actually left. Some sort of mechanical fault. So I'm a bit late, but it's only 20 to 8 in the evening, which is 20 past 5 back home. So I'm here to speak at the Saudi Health 2016 International Conference, given a couple of papers tomorrow. And I've just realised that my 40-minute slots are now 20-minute slots, but I think I'll still be able to get the material covered in time if I talk fairly quickly and skip over a few points. Really hot here, it's 39 degrees centigrade now. It was over 40 during the day. That's 10 degrees hotter than Doha, and that was very hot when I was waiting for my Uber taxi to take me to the airport. And it's incredibly dusty, you can hardly see beyond the road, and you can feel it in your nose and in your throat as soon as you get here. Thankfully I'm only here for a couple of days. I have a full day tomorrow and then I go home on Tuesday.
From the University of Sheffield. And he is also obviously a nurse, and he nursed at St George's Hospital in London. His primary work is working with the care of older people, and he has a special interest in feeding and nutritional problems of older people with dementia. He is also the editor-in-chief in the Journal of Advanced Nursing and the editor of Nursing Open. A frequent visitor to the Far East, Southeast Asia and Australia, he has honorary and visiting positions in China, Hong Kong and Australia. He is a Professor of Nursing, University of
Hull,
UK, and was a member of the UK 2014 Research Excellence Framework subpanel for allied health professions in dentistry, nursing, and pharmacy. So he comes with a whole plethora of qualifications. And today, Dr. Roger is going to talk about a strategic approach to publishing your research. So welcome, Professor Roger.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Nothing happening. Good morning. I'm just dealing with technical difficulties at the moment. I need to get the slides up and also to open them. Oh, thanks. Here's the man who's going to sort all the problems out. They're not, it's not opening up.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to school. PowerPoint.
Okay, sorry about that. Good morning. Thank you. You're very lucky to have me here, not because I'm anything special, but because I spent half an hour in the room next door waiting to be introduced, and I was in the wrong room, so I'm in the right place now. That always helps.
That's our main objective in Ministry of Health, to focus on the patient care. So without any going further, I would like to thank you first for attending this exhibition. I'm very, very happy. You made my day today with this conference. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Saudi Exhibition Center, headed by His Royal Highness Sumo Al-Amir Saud bin Abdullah Faisal, who is very keen, really, to make this event very successful. And we had very many meetings with him, and really driving this exhibition and conference to be one of the best conferences. And I would like also to thank the organizing committee, headed by Dr. Ali Zaili and other people from all sectors, who have been working very hard during the last 6 months to make this, what you see now, very crowded. And I hope that every one of you spend enough time to learn, participate. There are good investment opportunities over there. Try to capture it and think of the out of the box. And really, I wish you all the best. Thank you.
That was the Saudi Deputy Minister for Health addressing the conference today.
Now is the time where we're going to really hear one of our scholars in nursing, Professor Brugger. I just met him a while ago asking about his information. And I told him, congratulations, the lecture will be really fantastic. Because the title is very clear, that is our need. That we need really to look into how can really we bridge the gap between research and the actual nursing practice. This is what we're going to listen from our coming speaker, Professor Roger Weston. Professor Roger Weston is a graduate of the University of Edinburgh with the PhD in biochemistry. And also from the University of Sheffield, who qualified in nursing at East George's Hospital, London. Working in the care of older people, he has a special interest in feeding and nutritional problem of older people with dementia. He is editor-in-chief of Journal of Advanced Nursing and editor of Nursing Open. Frequent visitor to Far Eastern and many countries, Europe, Australia, China. Please share me welcoming Professor Brugger. Professor.
Thank you.
Right, once again, thank you very much. I feel very lucky to be giving a second talk today. Those of you who were here this morning might not feel so lucky. Let me just see if I can get this done.
I was really annoyed with that fellow who introduced me because he came to speak to me beforehand about my talk and said it would be a scholarly talk, which they were all looking forward to, and I said no, it wouldn't be, because I hadn't been asked to do that. I'd been asked to do something a little bit more practical by Dean Ahmad. He still insisted on building me up in the wrong way. I usually don't get too annoyed about these things, but that just got on my nerves because he simply didn't listen to me. And of course called me Roger, but never mind, he couldn't help getting that wrong, but he might have checked. It's Monday the 16th of May 2016 and I'm in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I've been to the Saudi Health 2016 conference today, absolutely enormous. There were 5,000 nurses there. Nursing wasn't the only stream, although the other ones tended to be a little bit smaller. Despite instructions on where to go when I got there, it was so chaotic I just found where I was supposed to be by chance. I got the bus from the hotel here. Nobody had told me how to get there, and there was a bus going along, thank goodness. It's over 40 degrees centigrade, searingly hot here. It's only about half a kilometre away, but it would have killed me to walk it, I think. Got there having met somebody on the bus who was looking for a speaker's room as well, and to be honest, we never really found it at that point, or we were in it but didn't realise we were in it. I asked someone if some stream we were going to was nursing, because they were female, and she said yes, I went in there. Only discovered just before I was supposed to be in my own stream, as it were, that I was in the wrong room, so I went there. And everything changes in Saudi, as I keep saying. Initially we were asked to do 40-minute talks, and I was given two talks of 40 minutes to do. That's 40 minutes each. I've got the email to prove it. And then the timetable changed to 20, so I adjusted one set of slides fairly dramatically. And one set of slides, I thought, well, I'll manage to do it more quickly. That was the first talk. I thought that went quite well. I'm not sure how it fitted the conference, but it went quite well. I got a lot of comments after that. I thought the second talk was pretty disastrous, to be honest, because cutting the slides out just made it just too impersonal, really. It wasn't the sort of thing I liked to do. And also it's on evidence-based practice, which everybody thinks we should all love, and I absolutely hate. And fact was, I really needed longer to tell the story I was trying to tell, so it was very rushed. And the guy cheering was pretty brutal with the timing. Not that I at all disapprove, I think he should be, but I think he was a bit more brutal than he needed to be. Anyway, I got finished in time, but of course we were way behind time, because nobody else keeps time, really, here. Certainly the local speakers, and they all put far too many PowerPoints in. So that was today. Met a lot of people I already met in the past, and I've no idea when I'll be back. Tonight I'm just on my own in the hotel. It's too hot to even think of going stepping outside. I don't think I'll bother having dinner here. We had a huge Arabic lunch as usual. You're never far from food, especially very filling food and sweet food here. And I've got lots of work to do. Tomorrow morning I've got a meeting at King Saud University with Ahmad and his researcher at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is fantastic. I could do with sleeping a bit longer, but anyway, it'll get me up and going, and then I'll come back to the hotel. They've said I can check out at 2, and I'll check out at 2, and I think I'll just go straight to the airport, because I can do some more work there, and I can just relax for a while, change some money, and then go to Qatar, where I've got a long stopover, but I've got some shopping to do there. And I've had a dreadfully long stopover there. I get in about 7 o'clock in the evening and I don't fly out until about 3 o'clock in the morning, dreading it. It's Tuesday the 17th of May 2016 and I'm just preparing to leave Riyadh. I had a meeting at King Saud University this morning with the Dean, Ahmad Abushaker, and his new research assistant, JP, and I got a lift back to the hotel, got a late checkout, so I've done about 4 hours work, including marking some pharmacology assignments from my own university. I'm just about to check out and head to King Khalid International Airport, where I've got a few hours before I fly to Doha.
Welcome, welcome aboard the Airbus 359 address is flight number 1165 to Doha, Hamad International Airport. The flight name today is 1 hour 10 minutes and cruising altitude.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doha, the state of Qatar. Your gateway to the world. The local time is 25 minutes past the hour of 8 in the evening and the outside temperature is 35 degrees Celsius. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened.
Captain from Flytech. My name is Pradeep Chauhan. I'd like to welcome you aboard this Qatar Airways service from Doha to London Heathrow this morning. Along with me, I'm friend of the Flytech, Captain Miguel. We're just about doing the last bit of paperwork before we can close doors and be on our way. Today we expect to climb to cruising altitude of 43,000 feet of flying time of 6 hours and 32 minutes to London today. Get back to you once again prior to our descent for latest weather update. Till then, can you sit back and have a pleasant flight. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London Heathrow Airport Terminal 4. The local time is 8:15 in the morning. The outside temperature is 12 degrees. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please ensure that you have all your personal belongings.